producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. The polls have kicked in. South Carolina coming up on Saturday for the Republicans. And a lot of conversation about who's going to replace Justice Antonin Scalia after what happened over the weekend, his shocking death. Even a lot of questions surrounding the death of Scalia. And I've said this now probably 10 times. Just do not believe that the president is going to appoint someone who is going to be confirmed. Know what if it's a judge moving a judge around, a more moderate judge. I just still don't see that as the option that's going to have the Senate say, yeah, absolutely, we're going to do that. I think clearly Mitch McConnell, the Senate majority leader, has said ain't going to happen. You've heard some of the candidates, Rubio from Florida, Cruz from Texas, say the same thing. Not going to happen. So the deck is definitely stacked in the opposite direction. What's interesting is on the campaign trail, not everybody is blasting Democratic side. And what's being thrown out is Constitution. This is what we do in America. This is a democratic society. In the meantime, the reality of Scalia and what the Supreme Court is going to look like vote-wise, look for 4-4 and no movement. That's what I think. I don't think that you're going to see much of anything. No movement. So it's at least probably a year away. Somebody jumps in, that's one of the first chores, which is a huge honor, to be able to try to nominate come out. Jeb Bush is not on the top of the pack. Are you shocked by that? Ready from day one. He's the only one who has a proven track record. He is the guy. His brother, the former president, W., is campaigning for him in South Carolina. Has made a couple of stops anyway. But will it matter in the end? If you look at these polls, Trump just keeps on ticking and everybody else is taking a licking to steal a favorite advertising slogan. Tuesday. CNN Ork poll. Here's what it shows. Trump, 38%. Ted Cruz, 22%. Jeb Bush, 10%. Ben Carson, 6%. John Kasich, 4%. I'd say that's, you know, between him and Rubio, and then, of course, Cruz, you know, pretty much doubling up. So if you're Jeb Bush, you just hang on for dear life and say, you know what, I'm just going to keep sailing this ship until it crashes. I'm not going to tell somebody, I'm not going to let anyone tell me to get off the deck. I'm just going to keep doing it. Because other politicians have been here before me. They've weathered the storm and they've won. So I'm not going to become unhinged by this. I'm just going to get ready. I'm just going to smother South Carolinians. I'm just going to go everywhere I can. And I'm going to do... Jeb is saying on the campaign trail includes that South Carolina voters find one of the stories that I saw today in South Carolina. He said, you know, pretty much if you think about it, that's not South Carolina values, the way he conducts himself. And Bush said he earned the support of a key Tea Party leader, Ken Crow, over Trump, because there's an awareness that I have this proven track record. It's the most conservative record on the stage. I could be commander-in-chief because we're living in dangerous times. Someone needs to have the back of the military. Someone needs to have the back of the veterans. He says he's offered the most Bush. I think he is the darkest of horses. With Donald Trump at 38%, people are into Trump. Does he get the nomination? I don't have a crystal ball anymore. I dropped it. It cracked. But every state he collects, the more the Republican Party has to sit up and pay attention. Because then he morphs into what is going to be the Republican nominee for president. Unless a Cruz or a Rubio somehow gets enough steam in upcoming primaries to gather enough the more delegates Trump pockets, the more it becomes a reality. And oh, by the way, defense and possible attacks on the United States. Do you even pay attention when you hear that China has deployed missiles on these islands that have been involved in a massive tug of war between China and Japan? There has been surface-to-air missiles on Woody Island in the South China Sea. That just ratcheted up. It just ratchets up the attention and tension in an area that China's claiming, Vietnam and Taiwan. And you can kind of throw Japan in there, poking around the corner. So, we're concerned with China quietly is amassing some kind of military, one that certainly head-to-head could become closer if it was that kind of era we lived in, into going right after our own. So we can't ignore whatever we see as a threat or any kind of warning signs. Let's put it that way. By the way, it's official, Scalia's funeral, as I come back around to that after his shocking death over the weekend, is going to be held on Saturday. He had nine children, he leaves behind nine children, and a plethora of grandchildren. Be it at the Supreme Court on Friday, and his funeral set for Saturday. His court chair, by the way, draped in black to mark his death as part of a Supreme Court tradition. Stay with us. Check the mailbag next. Are you still in
love? Are you over it? This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Once again, I say this all the time, and I really found out that the maximum capacity that we could receive, we hit that ceiling just the other day. There was so much reaction to the death of Justice Scalia that, again, the mailbag just blew up, basically. So once again, it's that point here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that we hit the mailroom and see what we got. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Dick, listening to us in Sarasota. Hi, Kate. I love it when people call you or when they send you emails and say, we're here in Sarasota. You obviously have the biggest fan club right here in my backyard. In fact, I was having coffee and someone asked if I listened to your show. You got a lot of late night peeps here, and many of us do that, just so you know you have some support. So here's my deal. I'm getting kind of weary of this whole election cycle. I don't know why. Normally, I'm massively involved and care, as you mentioned, about going out to vote as to what happens in our country. And I think it's important to stand up and say, yeah, let's be counted. Forget this my vote subtracts your vote thing, whether you're in a relationship or your friends and you're adding it all up. That's just stupid. I agree with you. No matter what, you should vote, and I will vote. But maybe it's because of the massive coverage, because it seems like more of a circus than ever before. It just feels frustrating to me, doesn't it? Shouldn't it be a much better way to do, shouldn't there be a much better way to do this? Shouldn't there be some decorum involved? Oh, I love that. Decorum and politics in the same sentence. Dick. Now, come on. It does. It feels like a wrestling match. It does. That's what it is. It's partly the world we live in. Boom, boom, boom. Fast, fast, fast. On the vine. Periscope. 6 seconds to get that point across. Massive turnover with the way media is consumed. So you get hit with the same things. I feel you. I get it. But I love the fact that in the end, with your frustration, you say, go and vote, because that's my thing. The reason for America Tonight, the reason why I like doing America Tonight, is because it gives you the opportunity to let your thoughts be known. I think of myself as a conduit for the American public, and the more we get that word out and the more people that listen and participate, I get it if you listen to it different times a day, shoot us that email. That's why we get so much mail. All right, this one is from Mac. Kate, I got to tell you, I saw an interesting story to get away from the politics and the nonsense of the day that we often talk about. Did you see the story about the couple that was the longest married in the U.S.? First of all, I think it's very cool that they could find that couple. And bravo for them for being able to last as long as they did. I can't remember their names, but they were married for 80 years. Did you see that? I did. You know, I saw it on TV and then I looked it up because I just was watching a news source and all of a sudden, you know, the story, I caught the tail end of the story. And this is a couple in California, Maury Guzenberg, and I'll tell you what, 102 years old, 102, and Helen, Maury and Helen, who is 100, 80 years of being married. So you got to ask this couple, first of all, what they've been through, the different eras, and imagine as they look back on their life, what life was like, and now where it is now. They did a press conference. I just thought it was so cool. And what happened was, they had this worldwide marriage encounter, and they submitted, you know, people who had been married the longest, and they found them. And the Union Tribune, which is the paper of record in San Diego, I guess, put this all out there. They met at a Halloween party in 1931, and then they eloped 4 years after that. They didn't have enough money to have a photographer on their wedding day. Their families, who were opposed to it, had ultimately celebrated the marriage. They consider December 31st to be their official anniversary. And they say the reason, the one, number one reason that they attribute to their marriage lasting as long as it did, humor. They said a sense of humor is very important, and just loving each other is the main answer for everything. I love that. I say that all the time. Man, it is all about humor. You cannot go through life, or maybe you can, but I think it's tougher, with a dark outlook on everything. And the more you can laugh off the ridiculousness or what seems like it's outrageous, the better off you are, period. So congratulations to them. I'm glad you brought that up. I thought it was an awesome story, Mac. Absolutely. All right, here's our next one. Mary from Maine. I like that. Mary from Maine. Mary from Maine. Hi, Kate Delaney. Did you happen to notice that the East Coast is getting smashed with another blast of a winter storm? How much can we take? I feel like it's going to be snowing in April. It's ridiculous. Be glad that you live in an area where this is not common, my friend. Yeah, they're saying falling snow, sleet, freezing rain, Tuesday morning, really rocked it for a lot of people. So you come back from a holiday weekend, because a lot of people had off President's Day, and then you've got to deal with, along the East Coast, there was flights that were canceled. You got to deal with that, the whole deal of a sheet of ice. I hate worse than anything. It's one thing if you have powder and you're just dealing with snow, but when you're dealing with a sheet of ice, it is so, I think it is so difficult to navigate that. You know, it really is. And Buffalo, the worst. They're saying in Buffalo they could get 2 to 4 inches in the Hudson Valley, 18 inches between Rochester and Buffalo. So you got to look this kind of stuff up. It's, yeah, it's bad. The government opened 3 hours later because of the freezing rain. It was the sheet of ice. So, you know, you have 300,000 federal workers, and they were allowed to opt for unscheduled leave or telework. So probably some of them did that because you don't want to have to deal with the snow. You get all those crashes. One crash happens, snowplow accidents, and there were a whole handful of those kinds of stories. You know, it's so odd, too, because while that's going on in the Southwest, like in Phoenix, and people are listening to us in Arizona, they're out there issuing safety tips for hot weather. don't leave your pets in the cars and kids and be hydrated and, you know, just do outdoor type of exercise in the morning and evening. Whoops. It's the beauty of America, right? We all have different weather. It just depends on where you choose to live. Josh says that band in Paris where the big attack was is coming back to finish up their concert. I love it. Good for the Eagles of Death Metal. You know, thanks for bringing that up. I saw that that story, and I guess the front guy, the leader, the lead singer, Jesse Hughes, went back to Paris, said he feels it's a responsibility to finish this show that was interrupted by the just murderous people connected to ISIS, the extremists that killed 89 people at the band's performance back in November at the Bataclan, which has been closed, by the way, since the attacks across Paris that left 130 people dead and 350 people wounded. They say there's just been such an outpouring of support and love that they feel like they want to give back, so that's what they're doing. At the Olympia Theater in Paris on Tuesday, talking about the show, you know, going on, it had to be psychologically a crazy, crazy thing, the emotions for that, the trauma somebody would just feel going through that. Oh my gosh. You forget, November wasn't that long ago when Paris was ripped in half, and we continue that conversation about, you know, ISIS. So, again, good for them for going back and putting on a concert and, as they say, finishing it up, feeling that there's a responsibility to, you know, to do that. All right, one last one, and this one is from Murph. Murph! Murph says, Kate Delaney, I know you've been paying attention to the buzz over this election, but the Scalia stuff is crazy, this battle now for the Supreme Court. Do you really think there is any way that Obama gets a justice in his place? Do you think there's any way that that happens? I don't think so. Because even if you got somebody more moderate, somebody who had a business sense, I still believe there'd be too much blowback. And already so many of the Republican senators are saying, nah, we're not going to do it. We should wait. It's been, you know, let it ride because we have less than a year. So I don't think so, because remember, you still have to go through that nominating process. Yes, they'll be nominated. There is a short list of nominees, but I don't think you're gonna see that get through. I don't think so. Hey, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you too can flip me one. AmericaTonight.net.
The words used to be alive in my mouth, trying to find a way out. It's strange how it was I could never make them stay on.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ranging from the bass drum to the triangle. And including a rather large number of related instruments in between. Bells of all varieties.
Holly.
The snare drum. Tambourine.
Timpani.
And a tam-tam.
A con.
Followed by a set of
drums. Oh, I gotta love that, man. Do you play any of those instruments? I played the triangle. Oh, great. I was in kindergarten in New York City, and I played, Queens, and I played the triangle. I don't know about the rest of you, if you played a snare drum or you played any of the other instruments, but that's pretty cool. Kay Delaney, America tonight. So we mentioned the Grammys a little bit, which was just on Monday. And they hit a big snag, a rating snag, a 7-year low. A lot of people not thrilled about Lady Gaga's performance as Bowie, including Bowie's son, pretty critical of it. So in the awards genre for do you care or do you not care, I'll say this. I can remember as a kid watching the Grammys, and the Grammys drew 24.9 million, which seems like a lot when you look at network television. But it's actually down. A seven-year low is pretty significant. So is it that nobody cares, the younger generation doesn't care, and it's going to keep seeing a drop like that? Or it just wasn't the right kind of performers to pull people in? Or it's just the way the world is now. So fractured for attention. You used to have just a handful of networks. Now you have a gazillion ways to consume media and find out about what's happening, for example, snippets of shows and whatnot. And so maybe people just don't want to sit there for 3.5 hours and watch the Grammys like they used to, you know? And that's what I attribute it to. I say that it's partly because of that. All right, this is the segment of the show where I love to go off in a couple of different directions. In other words, the grab bag. What else is happening and buzzing across the land includes a story that I read. Somebody sent me a link to this. If you are not paying your student loans, ultimately what can happen? Well, apparently the U.S. Marshals are arresting people who are not paying their student loans. And that's pretty scary. Imagine the knock at the door. You're not paying your federal loans. You got to pay up. Believe it or not, you got to do it. There was a story coming out of Houston where a guy was arrested at his house for $1,500 of a federal loan, a student loan that he got in 1987. They showed up at his house with guns, took him to federal court. He had to sign a payment plan for the 29-year-old school loan. Pay up or go to jail. So I guess what's happening is if debt collectors are getting judgments in federal court, they're asking judges, if they can't figure out a way to nail it down, they're asking judges to use the marshal service to arrest people who haven't paid their student loans. Wow. And here's the deal. They have to serve, and this is just in Houston, they have to serve anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 warrants to people who have failed to pay those loans. Boy, that would scare you to death, wouldn't it? Time to get a second job, pay that student loan. And it goes to, futuristically, the thought that, if you don't think you're going to use it, how many more people are going to decide, and this is one of the election issues, that it's not worth it to go to school, depending on what they think they want to do. And speaking of money, 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 what's it like when you have a $100 bill in your pocket? Are you thinking, oh, I just have to break this sucker up, or I'm going to get messed up and spend it in the wrong direction? Well, Lawrence Summers, he's a professor at Harvard and is a former Treasury Secretary, and he actually is the director of the National Council and the Economic Council in the White House. Occasionally, he's like whack-a-mole. He'll pop up. And so he's pushing compelling cases for stopping the issue of high denomination notes like the $100 bill, trying to get it out of circulation, suggesting it would just be so much better that we should consider a policy regarding the $100 bill. And the same thing with the euro, the $500 euro note. They're talking about that too as well. But that, of course, is much more valuable than the $100 bill. I don't know that I see them pulling that out of circulation. The $100 bill, that has come up. It has cropped up, but never any significant movement. It reminds me of the, in a much different way, in a different direction, talking about the pennies and copper and doing away with pennies. Why do we need pennies? But think about it. You start to pull certain denominations out of, you know, the loose change and the bigger denominations out of our monetary system. And how difficult is it to do that? No more $100 bills. No more pennies. I think the penny thing in some ways would be much tougher than the 100, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. I think the press to do it isn't as great as the press to not have it happen. Don't think so. And then how about this? You know, it wasn't too long ago, sadly, when we were talking about the San Bernardino shooter and he and his wife. And now Apple has been ordered, apparently, to break into the shooter's iPhone, because this is part of that investigation to figure out who they were texting and what was going on. So the FBI is looking for some help. That's why they want them to break into it. And they're saying, as we already know, Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Zayed Rizwani Farouk, shot and killed 14 people in December, and then they died in the gun battle with the cops. So the iPhone was recovered from their car after the attack. You can't just do that, though. So they got a ruling from a U.S. magistrate that requires Apple to give reasonable technical assistance to the FBI. In other words, let's break the sucker open. Do it. Figure it out so we know what was going on here. And they, you know, they can try as many combinations as necessary to unlock the iPhone. The iPhone wasn't the property of Farouk, but his employer, which was the San Bernardino County. And of course, they had a consent to the search as well. And it's interesting when you think about it, because they haven't been able to unlock the encrypted cell phone of one of the terrorists who carried out the attack that also lets, you know, 20 people wounded at that Christmas party. So that's, I think, pretty significant, trying to break the code and find out what was going on, where they were being directed, if anywhere, what were the conversations like, and what was the directive. And there have been lots of discussions with Silicon Valley and other companies, Facebook, you know, in Silicon Valley, Apple, Facebook, and a bunch of others, you know, Google, et cetera, to do more to prevent terrorists from using the Internet to spread propaganda and incite violence and attract recruits. But how do you do that? You got companies, of course, sensitive to government spying because of what happened with Ed Snowden. So if you're going to tell your users that these are the things that these possibilities are happening now, it puts them in a precarious position. You know, if Apple creates a program to break into the iPhone, it would be a master key for other iPhones, and then it would be possible for the government to take the key and use it on other phones. So I think there's a big concern as to how they're handling it. Isn't it interesting? You'd think this would be a no-brainer. Okay, we need to know more information. We want to get everything we can from this phone, so we have to break it open. But once we crack that code, yeah, we could do that with others, and this is going to make some people pretty darn uncomfortable. So what privacy laws would we trample on that would earn the distrust of the American public who can't get enough of the iPhone? Would they be in a situation where, you know, it's that slippery slope where more phones could be searched just because? And you never want a just because scenario. And this is kind of a crazy last one to dig into. If you did have to pay those crazy student loans and you burn the midnight oil to get that degree and pass those tests, pulled those all-nighters, what were you doing to keep yourself awake? And you think of back in the day, what did they have to keep you up? And a lot of times it was just plain old coffee. I mean, now there's Red Bull, there's all kinds of other methods to keep yourself awake. So coffee was there when you did that all-nighter. And I saw this cool story in the USA Today about this bracelet that has a caffeine patch that allows you to absorb caffeine through the skin on your wrist. So each caffeine patch is equivalent to one cup of coffee. It lasts for 4 hours. It's the Indiegogo page for the bracelet. Already a lot of people are going to it. It's gotten, you know, almost $40,000. Much more than the goal that they were hoping to raise to do this of $15,000. And that's what it is, a caffeine bracelet, in other words. So 4 hours for the equivalent of one coffee to get into your bloodstream. Now, you know what you're thinking. Some of you are thinking, jitters, baby. Let me wear the bracelet that makes me get the jitters. They say, no, it won't. If you don't get coffee breath, no stains on your teeth, maybe not the negative effects of coffee. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo on the flip side here on America Tonight. I'm a lover,
baby, my debts I sure will pay. I hope war don't start, not the same happens.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy.
Wow,
crazy for feeling so
lonely. Hey, Lady America, tonight we are whipping around the final turn for this hour of ATN. One of my favorite things to do is to invite Nathan Reeder onto the show with us for a little segment we like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Exactly. Bingo. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hi, Keith. I'm good.
You're good. Did you might not have heard this story, and perhaps you did. I was just doing it in the last segment. What do you think of a bracelet that you can wear on your wrist that gives you the effects of caffeine? For 4 hours, one cup of coffee would basically go into your bloodstream.
No, thanks.
That's what I say. I say shred it. I don't like anything, any kind of patches. Please, don't put any kind of patches on me. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, hey, good for them for being clever. Just drink the coffee then. If you're going to drink coffee, then you're worried about stains on your teeth, then sip it through withdrawal.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't mind that the process exists, you know. Go for whatever works for you, but that's not my bag. That sure isn't my bag of coffee.
Yeah, that's not my bag either. I just like to, I like coffee, so for me, I want to drink coffee. I don't want to wear any kind of a patch that pulls me away from it. But you know what? It's pretty slippery slope when you're trying to stay awake, and especially kids in school with tests where they drink things like Red Bull, et cetera. I'm not even into that. I know a lot of people really, you know, believe that, okay, just drink the energy drinks and that's the way to do it. But
why do you think they think that that's, I mean, surely the taste is different and lots of people probably prefer that over coffee, but I mean, there's how many different products go into that compared to what's going into the coffee?
I agree with you. I don't like, you know, that's part of the problem. We keep talking about this, that there is too many preservatives and too many sugars and too many other types of materials, frankly, that we're putting into our bodies and really through food or drink. I know. I'm going to say bingo, watch out.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, so, you know, Flint, Michigan, it's been terrible because, of course, they had the polluted water, the lead water, basically, and the concern is for kids and for families and for anybody, really. But I just saw a story about this, that Flint, the people in Flint paid the highest water rates in America, even when their water, which they didn't know then, was tainted with lead. They just released a study on this. And the survey of the 500 largest water systems in our country, and it was done last year, found that on average in Flint, they paid $864 a year for water service. That's double the national average. Then about 3.5 times as much as they pay in Detroit. That's insane.
Wow. Wow.
That is a wow. And they didn't have any idea. I mean, there were notes being passed around as to what to do with the water and the concern about the pipes. But the people had no clue that they were sucking down bad water. And, of course, now it's all about the cleanup. And here they were paying more.
No wonder Michael Moore exists.
Exactly. I mean, somebody's got to do that. And he's from there. So he's just irate over that. Yeah, I mean, just crazy. What does it say? So we agree on that one. I mean, that's absolutely
utter sad bingo.
Yeah, utter sad. I agree with you. Okay, what does it say about being a famous Beatle when you are shut out of Tyga's post-Grammy party? And apparently, yes, indeed, that's what happened. So they had the 58th Grammys in Los Angeles on Monday, and the former Beatle was not allowed into this Tyga post-ceremony party at the R Garland Hollywood. He was shut out of the bash, along with the Foo Fighters drummer, Taylor Hawkins, and, of course, TMZ, because they're everywhere. If you're picking trash at celebrities' houses or any kind of dirt to be had, they're there rolling the cameras. But he was, they told him no. I just think the bouncer, that's hilarious. The bouncer said, no, I'm sorry. He's a legend. They wouldn't let him into the rapper's party.
Yeah, you know, some days, being a bouncer and being in front of the bouncer, that's a one-time event. That is only going to happen once, and it's up to the moods of all parties involved.
So it doesn't, no kidding.
It doesn't matter how shiny your star is, as long as it's the kind of star the other person wants to have in the party.
There you go. And I think probably because of, you know, he is a famous person, but at a rapper's party and with the bouncer, he might not have really even realized who he was. Could have been a really young guy who didn't look up and say, oh, yeah, this is Paul McCartney. I mean, of course he's somebody who should be at the party. Yeah, he's a VIP. because, you know, now you get into generations of what you recognize.
Maybe you like John better.
That could be. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm going to call that a shredded for me. What do you do?
Yep.
Sometimes it happens. And McCartney supposedly is so gracious. He just left. He didn't make a big fuss or anything. It was just that those cameras were rolling, and so they caught all of that. So Los Angeles really wants to host the Olympics again in 2024, and they've already come up with a logo, and they've been displaying it on a digital screen on the 30th floor of a downtown skyscraper. It popped out there on Tuesday. It's a figure of a soaring angel, because Los Angeles, City of Angels, with outstretched arms and legs, illuminated, Nathan, by the rays of the sun, which come from a point of light at the figure's heart. And then it's got colors like purple, red, orange, and, you know, whatever. So they're really, really hoping that they get the Olympics in 2024. I mean, so here's the question. Is it
who's 2020?
2024.
Who is 2020 right now?
2020, they don't. I don't think so. I think it's up for grabs. Hmm. I could be wrong, but I think it's up for grabs. The Los Angeles hosted the Olympics in 1932 and in 1984. So, yeah, they don't know what's going to happen then, because the International Olympic Committee chooses the host city in 2017. Boy, I mean, the expense of putting that on is crazy. I don't, you know, is that a smart move for a city like Los Angeles?
I mean,
they've already done it twice.
Yeah, 84 sounds like it was pretty close ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think if I were the... I think if I were the mayor, I don't know, I guess it's prestige and, people come to the Olympics. But lately, it's kind of flip-flopped where it's tough to make that money back. And you get stuck with these venues and building things out, and it's tough to do that. By the way, I looked this up. Tokyo is going to do the Olympic Games. They're the host city in 2020.
Okay.
How about that? Tokyo 2020. Now, their banner was a bunch of really cool-looking plumeria sort of looking flowers of different colors. That was what their candidate logo was anyway. And I guess that's what they used and put it up there. Wow.
Pretty.
Pretty. I think that's pretty. I like the idea of the angel. But if I'm in L.A. and I have to make those decisions, I get it. But at the same time, I'm thinking, oh, the expense of all of that, and how are we going to recoup it? There's a lot of pressure to do that. Definitely. I hear the guitars in the back. Nathan, thank you once again for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.